אבל יוסי מור.
Oh, so I'd like to discuss the shaila of the negea to dreams. An unusual dream. A person goes to sleep and at night he dreams a very unusual dream. A very scary dream. He dreams maybe someone in the family or even himself is going to die, or there's going to be a fire, or someone that he knows is going to go through an illness, or going to lose a parnos in a very big way. And the dream comes to him as very real, and he wakes up, and he wants to know, number one, is there anything to be concerned of? Should he take it seriously? And if there is something to be concerned of, number two, what should he do about it? Is there a concern for dreams or not? Someone just told me, a respectable person in Manchester told me that he, one Friday night, he had a dream that his grandfather was Nifta. And the next morning, he walked past his grandfather's house, he sees his uncle there, and he had a heart attack on Shabbos morning, and Sunday morning he was Nifta. He told me, you know, there's something there. A Rav in Shtot told me that when he was younger, when he was an Avreich in Yerushalayim, he had a dream that someone in America was Nifta, someone he knew. 2 days later, he was walking down Sorotskin, and he hears, Halavayatosh, Halarav, it was this person. So we have to know, firstly, is there anything to be concerned of? And secondly, what can you do about it? This is Mamash and Yonah de Yoma. Sefer Bereshis is full of it. But Befrat, Vayesha, Miketz, and Vayigash, where we have the dreams of, firstly, Yosef HaTzadik, with the stars, and the Shibboleth, and the bundles. And that Mamash became a reality. And then we have the dreams of the Sarah Mashkin, the Sarah Oifim, with the wine and the bread. And that also became true. And then we have Pare's dreams with the cows and the storks, which not only became a reality, it changed the history of Klal Yisrael. Yosef became second in command, and Yaakov and Ubonov came down to Mitzrayim, and Mamish changed everything. So you see from these parashas that dreams are to be taken very seriously. Misacheni, in Tanakh alone, you find many pesukim, list of psukim, which says very clearly, Divrei Halom is Hevel HaVolim Heim, psukim in Zechariah, psukim in Shlomo HaMelech, has got many psukim about Halom is. Yirmiyahu HaNavi writes about Halom is as nothing. So in Tanakh alone is a stira. And the Gemara already is Ma'ir this Shaila. The Gemara in Brochus Nun Heil Beis, Romi Rava, he asks all these stiras. And he says, they're not Shver. Kan Alidei Malach, Kan Alidei Shindalit. Now, that's alright in the times of the Tanakh, they knew exactly what was going on. Even Paro Lechira probably knew, he was so involved in Tumah, he probably knew the difference. But how does it help us when it comes to us knowing whether a dream is good or not? We're going to have to go a step lower to the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch to see if we can do anything about it. Let's look at the Gemara. There's a classical, straight-out stira in Gemaras. The Gemara in the Dorim says, if someone, Niduhu Bachaloim, the Gemara says that if someone goes to sleep, and he sees that Shemayim put him in Chirim. They put him in Chirim. Allah has been against Chirim. You can't speak to him. He can't wear shoes. He can't cut his hair. There's many Allahs. Zok the Gemara, that he needs to get 10 people together and have HaTorah's HaChirim. You have to be matter the Chirim. Now it's not only Agadata, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerudea, Simon Shin Lamadalat Sif Lamadhei, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Mamash Lemaisa. A person who sees in his dream that he's put in Chirim, he needs to be matter. Mitzacheni, there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamad Amud Aleph, that says, if someone knows his father left him a lot of money, he was Nifta, and he can't find the money his father left. He knew he had a bit of money. His father comes to him in a dream and says, it's in that and that place, but you should know it belongs to Yanam. I have borrowed the money. It belongs to Maisa Sheni. The Gemara says, such a Maisa happened, and he went to Chachomim. The Chachomim said, and you can keep the money for yourself. And again, it's not an Agadita. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Rishon Mishpat, some Rishonon Hesif Tes, La'alocha, someone who in a dream is told about money and that belongs to someone else, you can keep it. You don't need to give it to your friend, to Maisa Sheni, although he was right when he gave to the money, but we say, brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. If there'll be a Bi'alocha, Mishnah Berurah would have written on Chesh and Mishpat, would there be a festa steer here? Mam Shulchan Aruch here. Zot the Tashbats, the Poshti Yisoid. What is a dream? Person lies horizontal, his neshama goes up to Shemayim, and leaves the guf like that, with all the things that need to keep the guf like that, but the neshama goes up to Shemayim. In Shemayim, there's a lot of things happening. You've got Ruchis, Hakadusha, Malochim, which tell a person useful things, Asidois, they tell a person useful things. And you have Ruchis, Hatuma, Shindalads, and everything like that. They just waste people's time, and they tell them all nourish guys, and like most of our dreams. Zok the Tashbats. Every single dream that we have is be'etzem by definition a sofek, whether it comes from a malach or it comes from a shindalit. And therefore, every dream is a sofek, there's no stira. When the Gemara Nedarim says that you have to be matir, you have to take it seriously, was because we're talking about isurim. And sofek deraisa l'chumra, when we have an issa, someone tells you this might be treif, you've got to be choshesh for it. Sofek issa l'chumra. And be matir the neder. How can you speak to someone else before you matir the cherim? Cherim says you can't speak to someone. It's an issa. Be matir it. It's a sofek. Masha'enken, when it comes to momen, there's a klal. I say, you owe me money, I should bring you a raya. You can't claim money like that. Similarly, when I have a dream that really belongs to someone else, no, it's a sofek. Hamoitzi mechaviro, olav araya. Azuzot the tashbats. According to the Tashbats, every dream is in itself a classical sofok, whether it can be true or not. And we see this in the Poskim through and through. I'm only going to take two examples, maybe even one. The Mekor Chaim. Someone came to the Mekor Chaim and said that last night I had a dream that my tefillin are puzzle. The puzzle, my tefillin. I saw the psulim. Should I be choshesh for the dream? Do I have to open it and check them? Zot the Mekor Chaim, Mefurish, and Sim Lamates, Sif Yod. That you have to check them, the Ayn, Bradvas, or the Tashbats, which say that clearly a dream is begetter Sofok. If here we're talking about Sfakas here, we're talking about Isurim, making a bracha levatola, perhaps, or not putting on tefillin for the rest of your life, it's Isurim, and therefore you have to be choshesh, soft eyes and chumra, and check your tefillin. I'm running short of time, we're going to move on. All this is very nice and sweet when in the dream you're told a piece of information. Your tefillin is possible. Or you put a cherim, or your mezuzahs are upside down, fine, so be choshesh, and it's a sofok, and taka, if it's very clear, has to be a clear dream, then be choshesh for it, very nice. But what happens, like most of us, in our dream, we're not told something, it's more like a story, it's more like a happening. You see a person getting trapped in a fire, or you see a person getting killed, chas v'shalom, all these sorts of things. If a person has a really scary dream, so now, if you're telling me that it's a sofok, what can I do now to be on the safe side? There's nothing to do. Here is where Chazal come in, and they say that they're masakin a takoma called Hatovas Chaloy, which is a Gemara in Brochus Nunhei, a Shulchan Aruch and Simon Rishchaf, Sifalov, and all the priests can bring it down. And it sounds like Kabbalah, it mamish sounds like the Zoya from the Arizal, but what I'm telling you now is Mefurush Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. What you have to do is, you wake up in the morning after this terrible dream. After Shacharis, you go to three of your friends and you tell them, Chalma Tova Ra'isi. I saw a good dream. Meaning to say, I want it to be good. They say to you, Tova Hu Tova Lehevi. They say it three times. Tova Hu Tova Lehevi. And they end off with a pasuk of Leichechol Besimcha, Leichechol Lachmachol Besimcha, a pasuk like Adkan. This, again, is not a Zoya. This is a short. What I said to you now is a Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Chaf, Sif Aleph. Yes, they have in a lot of Sidurim in the answer clause, for sure they have it. The Seyd of Atovas Halayim. That is what was stated in Shulchan Aruch. 3 points which the Mishnah Berurah adds. Again, we're talking about Mishnah Berurah adds. On Shabbos, you can also do it. Number two is, it's a mitzvah to be part of the Atovas Halayim, to join the three people, to be part of the three people, to be mate of the Halayim. Three together, one go. And he says it's a mitzvah to take someone out of Agma's Nefesh. That's the second point. And the third point, he says, that b'shas, when you do Atovas Chaloyim, the person who had a dream, he should have in mind the dream when he's doing the Atovas Chaloyim. All this is brought down in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Chaf. Ad Kan. Right. So the first half of the shit was basically when in the dream you see a piece of information. Someone is telling you something about something, so we take on it as a suffix. The problem was, when it comes to a dream where it's more happening, it's not a piece of information, so what are you supposed to do now? There's nothing to do. If a person dreams that someone's going to die, and it's a suffix, it could happen, then what should he do?
So owe money to someone else,
we've already established that if he himself is sure, then a suffix is only a chaloim is only a suffix. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's the Mefarshim Redos. We say palginon, we split the dream. We don't have to, we take it, a besfakus, it's a suffix. And when it comes to Momon, Hamoitzi Mechaveir Olivarai. So, Emerson, I've got a story to say as well from Chaim Kineski, also, Mamish along these lines about a Moyel that claimed money in a dream, and Chaim told him, if you're sure that you paid him on time, you've got nothing to be worried about. He said, you didn't pay me in the dream, who cares? The person alive was saying, I'm sure, the dream is only a suffix. Hamoitzi Mechaveir Olivarai. That's benegated information, things which you're told information during a dream. Now, the second chilik of the. We'll come to that. So the second chilek of the shir are not pieces of information that you're told, more things that happen and what you're supposed to do now. You can't. How do you keep on the safe side? So we said there's a musik of Atavas Chalom. And Atavas Chalom, that was the surah of Atavas Chalom. I myself have been involved twice in one of the three people in Eretz Yisrael and Mishorim. And I know many people have been involved. And
taking on that it's really true when that happened. By you doing this, what happens?
It seems it's a skula from Chazal, which is not only in Agadita, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch
LeMaisa.
It can potentially change them. There's been Maisas with a stipler that a person said he had a bad dream and he was made to the Chalom and still it happened. Yeah, we don't know. But there's a clear skula, which is not only a Gemara, it's a Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Everyone seems to agree with it. So that seems to be more LeMaisa, and a lot of poskim which I've spoken to, especially recently, about this. They've said, this tackle, we've always been knowing to do Hatzavas Chaloim. Chweiser Meshe Shmuel Shapiro used to do the Brisker Rav, they say, used to do come out every day. And Blaise Yudel, the Heintiger Mirosh Shiva, and his grandfather. The kids, a lot of Peskim and Falk included, he also said, Pasha, if a person has a very bad dream, then he should go and be made to the Chaloim. But there's two exceptions to the rule. Number one is a Taz in Hilchas Shabbos, Reish Pei Ches, Sikkot and Gimel. He says like this, if a person during the day was thinking about something, and then later on he dreams about that, then it's not even a suffix. Then it's poshut, it's out of question, you don't need to do anything. The mashal, a person is part of the Chevra Kedisha, he has to deal with a person who's dead, or he has to deal with something like that, and then he dreams about something about Misa. There's nothing to be concerned about. That is brought down in Mishnah Berurah again, in Siman Reish Pei Ches. That's number one. Number two is, which is more, it broadens it out much bigger, is the Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush. Sha'atzin, brought on Sha'atzin, some Reish Chaf Oiz Aleph, that if a person is generally down that day, he's not feeling good, he's not emotionally feeling stable, he's bitzar, he's a bit depressed. So then, even if he doesn't think about that specific thing, but he's generally down that day, then what he thinks about at night has no. We don't have to take it seriously. Bechlau, it's not even begeder sofik. You don't even need the school of Chazal. And this is brought down the Sha'atzin. And this broadens out the heta, so to speak. We'll call it a heta, that you don't need to do Hatavas Chaloim many times. A lot of people, they're roaming around, they haven't got a job, they don't know where they are. And for that person, which is generally emotionally unstable, Zot the Sha'atzin, his dreams are nothing. They're gone. Oh, so therefore the Tashpatz explained that it's a suffix. Every chalom is a suffix, whether it's a piece of information you're told, whether it's a story. The poskim are telling us that if you have any sniff where either you think about it during the day, or you're emotionally unstable, then it's not even a suffix. We can be sure it came from a shindat. As I state again, all this is no Zohar, this is Mefurish and Mishnah Berurah. I've not opened anything else besides for the Mishnah Berurah. Lachatchil should be that day, even that morning. It's the reason why doing the mitzvah is a mitzvah. Now, Shabbos, we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah, so you do it on Shabbos as well. You should do it on Shabbos. You do it that day. It's better to do it that day. All this, again, is Mefurusha. I've only opened the Mishnah Berurah. Now, where do we have to come into other poskim? That is, when we look around and we see a lot of people have dreams, and you don't see Atomas Halloim being taking place. I mean, I personally have. When you go out to Eretz Yisrael, you see different things, and a lot of people do them. In 1 year, I was called for Atomas Halloim 3 times. And it wasn't even in Brisk. In Brisk, they're very makbud on it. It was in Meir Sha'arim. And so you say that, if you look around, you do find people that do it. But why generally you don't see it happening? And if a person has a very serious dream, Be'etzem is a mefurshe seem in Shulchan Aruch. So for this, you need to already come onto other Sfarim, you need to open up Aruch HaShulchan and a Chazon Ish. And they say like this, that nowadays, dreams are totally meaningless. But derech klal, without any of the heta of the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah, which I mentioned before. It's generally meaningless, and that's because nowadays we have very little shlita, very little control over our machshavis. What we think about during the night is the same as during the day. We don't know what we think. We've got very little shlita, and that or hashulchan affects the dreams. Ad kedei kach that we can never zoicha to chalom from a malach. Zot or hashulchan, there's no mokum for hatovas chalom. Now this is quite starker zach. You're taking a Gemara, you're taking Shulchan Aruch, you're taking Mishnah Berurah, all the Poskim, and he's saying, it's just not the get. Again, the Chazon Ish and the Aruch HaShulchan, they've got the rights to say this, and a lot of Poskim do say this. I've spoken to quite a few Poskim about this. Again, the Shaila is someone who wakes up from a very serious dream, clear dream, he sees a child, he sees his child, Chas V'Shalom, you know, it's really serious. Does he have to do Atavat Chalayim? If you open the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, it says you do, besides with the two exceptions, if he thought about it that day, or he's generally down, yeah, but Be'etzem you need to do Atavas Halloim. And now, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish is telling me, no, it doesn't apply nowadays, we've got no Shlita, and therefore don't do Atavas Halloim. Shame, so if a person's Rav has got this Masorah to follow the Chazon Ish and the Aruch HaShulchan that say this for him, then fine, by all means. But Lemaisa, it's, if we haven't got Azam Masorah, Lemaisa, we've got a Masorah of the Gemara, and all the Poskim that take on that we do Hatovas Chalek. Shkoyach.